Welcome to the Brunswick Group Therapy Podcast with Lucas and Kimberly.
All right, here we are, episode number 28. Well, here I am, and there you are.
This is so bizarre. This could be like a whole new part of our relationship, like together but apart.
All right. So we're not across from the table today. We are separate but together. She is at her house. I am at my house.
And I sound a little bit like Demi Moore, feeling a little under the weather. So we thought we would try this and see if it works. So here we go.
Now knowing that we can do it, we can include other people in our podcasts or do remote interviews. So that'll be
exactly.
Nice thing.
This could open a whole new chapter.
Let's talk about the tree lighting. It went off without a hitch.
I'm still recovering. That was amazing. That truly was amazing.
Yeah, I think we had 250, 300 people there, and that's not counting the people that watched from their cars across the street because it was too cold.
Right. That's what somebody else told me, 400. So we're not really sure how many people were there, but there were a lot. And we'll give you a list later this week of everybody that participated to help make that happen. But thank you all for coming, and we're already planning next year. So just so you know, what else we got?
We've got a missing person. The city is looking for 31-year-old Cody Steele, who went missing on June 18th. He does not have his cell phone, and his blue 1998 Chevy Silverado has not been seen. So they're looking for the public's help. If you know where he is, please call Detective Lubinsky at Brunswick Police Department.
That's a long time. And up next, it looks like our one of our favorite area photographers was back at it again at Willits Middle School, right?
Mm-hmm.
Capturing some memories, and there's a lot of tons of shares, 300 shares and 250 comments and over 800 likes. Definitely one of the more popular posts of the week.
Mm-hmm.
As they get ready to take that building down.
Yeah, so he took about 80 photos. I'm going to include that as a slideshow in our video in this episode. So you'll see that in one of the corners of the screen here. Just as a remembrance of Willits Middle School, I attended there. We'll miss that building.
We had a lot of people from that are no longer in the area comment, and definitely something that's going to be missed. But good memories, maybe some bad memories of some people getting in trouble, but nonetheless.
Yeah. Yeah, so they're going to make room for the new maintenance department and Board of Education.
Oh, is that what they're doing?
Offices.
They're moving it back there?
Mm-hmm.
Got it. You're more familiar with that whole plan, so.
Mm-hmm. So we got Rite Aid. Rite Aid closed this week.
It did. And as soon as this was posted, I drove by that night and it was packed.
Is there some kind of other business in that building?
There's a temp agency in there.
Okay. So I still see people going in and out. That must be what that is.
Yeah. There's a temp agency in there. And I think that would be a great location for a sit-down restaurant.
Yeah, I agree.
Right?
I would agree.
Yeah, so somebody with a lot of money step up and do that for us, would you?
Parshan Gazebo was moved from Towsley Elementary as they begin to clear out that area to level Towsley. That went over to the Brunswick Area Historical Society Heritage Farm Museum and Park. So they relocated that with donation funds.
That was pretty amazing. That was thrown together quickly, I should say, that whole thing. And so glad they were able to make that happen and move that over there. So
that's all the posts we had this week. Posts were pretty mild.
I know, it's kind of
a holiday
quiet
week. People stayed off Facebook to enjoy time with their families, I think. So
that's a good thing. And, that's a good thing. And then when we come back, let's go over some events coming up.
Awesome.
We're never short of those.
Yep.
Hey, Brunswick, we have a big announcement to go along with the Christmas tree lighting. We're going to keep adding some festivities, and we're going to have a Brunswick Community Christmas Decorating Competition. And that's for the whole month of December, so you have to have your stuff up by December 1st. And then we will post pictures on the page, and then you get to vote. It's the people's choice. They get to vote. So what are you voting on? Well, you're going to vote on a business, and the business package is sponsored by Valpak and Mulligan's Bar and Grill of Strongsville, and it's a catered lunch for your business up to $500.
Wow.
That's an amazing package right there. Then we have the house competition. That is sponsored by the Moscarino Group, Realtors, and they are donating a $200 Visa gift card.
Very nice.
And then we also don't want to leave out those in apartments. Those apartments, we know not everybody has a balcony, so we're going to do apartment doors. So hopefully you'll get permission from your landlord and decorate your doors, and you get a $100 gift card from Niner's Diner. So that's the whole month of December. Everything needs to be up by December 1st, and stay tuned for more details on that. So we hope you will join us for the Brunswick Community Christmas Decorating Competition.
And we're back.
And we're back. And
we do have something to add to that too. So Fair Trade is adding to, they're sweetening the pot for the apartments, and they are adding $100 cash. So not only do you get the gift certificate from Niners, but you get the $100 cash from Fair Trade. So
very nice. Thank you, Fair Trade.
Very nice.
All right. So we got a couple events here. We got the Brunswick Skate Station has their annual Skate with Santa event coming up. That is on Saturday, December 9th. It's at 10 a.m. All proceeds go to the Artistic Club towards their trip to the Nationals this summer. $6 admission, $2 for quads, $4 for inlines. And for more details, you can always message the rink. There's going to be family pictures, hot cocoa, cookies, and of course, the real Santa Claus rolling around skating with you.
There's never a shortage of activities around here. Tarot Tuesday is coming up December 5th. And that is at the Tangled Vine. So if you're interested in something like that, you can go get a reading. Only $5 from 6 to 8 and drink specials. And they've got some amazing flights out too. So if you want to check that out, Tuesday, December 5th at Tangled Vine. Get your cards read.
Yep.
See your future.
Roger over at Houndstown has an event tomorrow, Saturday, December 2nd, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can get your photo taken with your pet with Santa, or just your pet with Santa. The suggested donation is $10. That's a great
Or if you want your picture set with Santa, you know.
Yeah.
You could just go up, and if you don't have a dog, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And No, I don't have a dog. I mean, we might.
You could go up, borrow a dog. I'm sure there's one in daycare. So just tell Roger, I'm here for a picture. Can I borrow a dog?
And those donations go to Rescue Me Possum Style, Inc. to help them out.
Very cool. Very cool. All right. Next up on the list, I think, is No Alternatives returns to Manzo's on Saturday, tomorrow, the 2nd at 8 o'clock. They are the best of 90s alternative rock. Mm-hmm. Have you heard them?
I have. I've seen them at Manzo's.
Yeah.
Good time. And always delicious booze there. Show starts at 8 p.m. No cover.
Delicious booze.
Delicious booze. All right, we got
use a hot toddy right now. What else?
St. Mark Lutheran is having a Christmas concert December 2nd and 3rd, both at 6:30 p.m., featuring music by Michael Smith. It's a free event. There'll be a free will offering to support Oaks Family Center and Project Angel Tree.
Definitely want to show them some love since they're housing the tree there. Yep. So that would be great to give back to them a little bit. So yeah, and they're giving back. They're not even keeping it. They're giving back. So
correct.
So this looks like fun. You and I may have to grab Aaron and go check this one out. So North Pole Pop-Up Bar. It's over by Amy's Arbors down in Valley City.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought we'd mention this one. That one starts, or maybe it's a one day thing. Sorry.
One day.
We can day drink from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sunday, December 10th.
That's my birthday.
It's your birthday?
That's my birthday. Right,
that's,
I have my day.
That's
the day
what
off.
We're doing.
11 a.m. to 4 p.m. That might be something.
Let's start at 11. Okay.
They have Christmas vendors as well. Holiday baskets, holiday candles, and more. And brunch boards.
I don't know if I'm going to have any money left over, so
yeah,
we'll see.
It looks like a very good event.
And go ahead.
Christmas in the Valley, Valley City Fire Department. That's Saturday, December 9th at 6 p.m. December 10th, that starts at 4 p.m. It's a two-day event, including the Holly Jolly 5K run with festive outfits. You'll have to go to their website to learn more about that. But other great stuff, including free chili cook-off. Kids will love hanging with Nate the Great while Mrs. Claus shares her top tales at Town Hall. And, of course, Santa will be there at the Train Depot. Other events included as well.
Very fun. Very fun.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get there. We'll get there. At least we have something now going, right?
Correct.
And I don't, you know what, it's not, we're going off script again, but there's a couple events this weekend. Saturday is the Kiwanis Craft Fair at the Rec Center. So tomorrow, come on up between 10 and 3. There's over 100 vendors, about 130 actually. So definitely something for everyone. So make sure you check that out. And then Sunday is Polar Express at Hickory Ridge. So if you haven't gotten tickets for that, make sure you get that. There's limited tickets. Santa will be there. Hot chocolate. Come in your jammies. That's always a good time when you don't have to get dressed. So
yeah, this one's way out of our area, but the Cuyahoga County Fairgrounds does a really good job with all their Christmas lights. And it's a good and expensive thing for families. $27 any day for a whole car, or $23 for the weekday whole car. That goes every night through December 31st. You drive to drive
very
through
nice.
Christmas event.
Have you been there?
I have. Yep. I've been to
that
tunnel
one. Is actually one of
one
my
Medina
favorites.
Too.
Yeah. That tunnel that it's on the picture is actually one of my favorites. And We went one time on a party bus, and it was a good time. So definitely check them out. And then also don't forget about the Brunswick City Christmas Party at the Rec. Meet Santa. They're going to have games and prizes and cookie decorating. And Nate the Great's going to be there too. So he's a busy man. He's going to be all over. Bounce House and all sorts of fun going on at the Rec Center.
And that is Sunday, December 3rd from 4 to 6. And that concludes the events for the week, I believe.
Episode number 28 on the books.
Huh? I think this went pretty smoothly for not staring at each other.
I miss Aaron's good food, though. So we can't make this too much of a habit, but at least, you know, I didn't want to come over and get you guys sick. So anyway, Brunswick, thank you again for the Christmas tree lighting, for supporting us, and for supporting the podcast. We want to hear from you, definitely, as we're in this busy season of Christmas and the holidays. Go out and support your local small businesses, too.
Take care, right? Brunswick.
Is that it? Are we done?
Yep. Bye.
Okay. See ya. Bye.
As always, I want to thank you for checking out the Brunswick Group Therapy Podcast and for supporting local Brunswick area businesses. If you enjoyed your time, please check us out online at brunswickgrouptherapy.com, where you can continue the conversation with a voice message that may be featured on future podcast episodes or posts. You can also follow us on our Brunswick Group Therapy social media pages on both YouTube and Facebook. If you own or manage an area business and would like to be featured in an upcoming Brunswick Group Therapy podcast, please reach out to Kimberly or I through any of our social media pages. We are passionate about supporting local, and it's the reason for this podcast.
Thank you for joining us for another therapy session. A reminder that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed on this program are solely those of the participants and do not represent any business, group, employer, or organization. The material and information presented here is for general information and entertainment purposes only.